This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
COVID-19's killed 3,565 New Yorkers, and the governor and the mayor say the worst is yet to come. One positive note, says the governor, it's that most people will recover from it. Here's Christy Kalishian.
The state reports that two-thirds of hospitalized COVID-19 patients have already been discharged.
That's what we've been saying all along. Most people won't be hospitalized. People who are hospitalized will come in, be treated, and leave. That's two-thirds.
Governor Cuomo says the state is about 4 to 8 days away from its peak in cases and that it's preparing with extra ventilators coming in as donations from China and Oregon and from the federal government. He also used Saturday's briefing as a time to instill positivity in New York.
This day will end and we will get through it and we will get to the other side of the mountain and we will be the better for it. But we have to do what we have to do between now and then.
Cuomo is also set to sign an executive order to have graduating medical students start work as soon as possible. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Long Island, a new hotspot for the virus. There are now more cases of it in Nassau, 13,356, than in Westchester, with just a little bit more than 13,000. Plus, there are another 11,000 cases in Suffolk County. China is sending 1,000 ventilators to New York. Oregon sending another 140 ventilators to New York. Governor Cuomo securing these. President Trump said 1,000 additional military personnel are being deployed to New York to help the city manage the coronavirus outbreak. Trump said that number is subject to increase, that although there aren't plans in place to expand military personnel in other parts of the country, he says it's possible they could be sent to places with increased cases. The mayor is asking for 45,000 military personnel to relieve the medical staff that's overworked here in the city. There are not enough beds in New Jersey for all the people sick with COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. New Jersey's behind New York in the coronavirus curve, the worst for both places still ahead. 200 people died from COVID-19 overnight in the Garden State. That's 846 New Jerseyans it has now killed. The 34,000 New Jerseyans have tested positive for it. Steve Burns heard from Governor Phil Murphy.
Hospitals are leaving no stone unturned in the search for bed space.
We are building out new wings and bringing vacated buildings back online.
Governor Murphy says some hotels and dorms could also be converted in certain hotspots. Field hospitals in Secaucus and Edison will be opening this coming week. Murphy also recently talked with Vice President Pence.
Ventilators was at the top of that conversation, as it is in almost every conversation we have. We have an outstanding remaining ask of 1,650 from the feds.
The state is reaching out to nursing homes and long-term care facilities. With a tinge of frustration, Murphy says they need to be transparent.
The notification on long-term care facilities, I just want to repeat, we mean business on that.
It appears not all have been following the state's order to notify families when a positive case is discovered.
If the facilities don't do the proper communication by Monday, we will communicate directly to you in this forum or in some other forum ourselves.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Navy hospital ship Comfort, with its 1,000 beds here in New York Harbor, still has only 27 patients on board. Five of them reportedly have COVID-19, and they'll be transferred off the ship to the temporary 2,500-bed federal hospital at the Jacob Javits Center. The Comfort's deployment has been called a joke by some officials. The five on board the ship developed their symptoms of COVID-19 after being transferred to the ship. Bureaucratic obstacles and military procedures have prevented the Comfort from accepting more patients, says the New York Times. The Navy disseminated guidelines to New York hospitals that included a list of 49 medical conditions that would preclude a patient's admittance to the ship. The Pentagon says it's expedited the screening process for people to receive care on the Comfort to more quickly relieve the overwhelmed hospitals in New York City. Let's get that forecast now. Here's our meteorologist, Derek Witt.
That's all right. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy through the rest of today, and throughout tonight we'll drop down to a low of 45 later on. For tomorrow, it'll be a milder day. Even though we're going to see more clouds and sunshine, we'll get up to an afternoon high of 61. The clouds will then break up tomorrow night, and we'll come down to a low of 46. Monday will be a pleasant and a warmer day with some sun at times. The high will be 65. Tuesday will be another mild day with clouds and sunshine, a high of 63. And then for Wednesday, that's when a couple of showers could return to the area. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy and a little bit cooler with a high of 59. Temperatures currently range from 45 in Southampton to 61 in Poughkeepsie. It's currently 54 in Midtown.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.